Session number 11314, Reel 5.
Mr. Percival, Reel 5. Why do you dislike Malta, then?
It's all stone. All you can do is swim. I'm talking about during the war. There was nowhere to go. We had a canteen, but the prices in these saloons was ever so high, you couldn't afford to go there. And it was only go aboard the ship.
And did you find the Maltese unfriendly then?
No, they was friendly. They was friendly, but they didn't like the air raids. They, as I say, when you went in a bar, they was what shall I say? Treat you all right. I mean, I know the boys used to court one of the girls there, but. It's something about Malta that I didn't like. I'll put it there. Well, I'll be honest with you. Malta is a little island where no hardly ships ever come. If you ever got sunk and you got placed on Malta, there's no way you was going to get off unless the troop. If we'd have lost the war, you'd have been sucked out there forever. That's the way I looked at it. Now I can remember when I did get sunk from the Auckland, I waited weeks and weeks to get off, and you get frustrated. Anyway, when we get to Malta, we start straight away. We teamed up with our sister ship, the Aurora. I think it was Lance and Lively. And we used to have a song about it. They read the Maltese had a song about it. You want to hear it?
Yes, please. Can you sing it?
Yes. It used to go, A for Aurora, peeping LP. L for Lance and Lively, V for Victory. Clear up decks, we're out to make some wrecks of the eye tiddly eye ties. That is the song. I don't hear my grandchildren when I come home. Anyway,
who used to sing that? The Navy or the Maltese?
Well, we did. I know we did, but they reckon it come from the Maltese originally. I wouldn't verify it true. But we joined up with I think it's H Force. We joined up with these two, and we used to go out searching for the eye ties, like they did. Do you remember they did before? They went out and joined the same thing.
Was it H Force or K Force?
I couldn't remember if it was H or K now. Now that is a query in my mind.
H-Force was Gibraltar, I think.
Gibraltar, yeah. Well, as I say, H or K, I know it's one of the two. I wouldn't be sure of that now. And we had many a scrape. I can remember we used to go out and swear. I remember we used to go out and bombard the islands. Now, what was it? What was his...
Was this Pantelleria?
Pantelleria, that's the one. Now, we had to go out one day. And as we got out, we used to creep out about 3 p.m. and go out and bombard Pantelleria at night. Well, it's all right at night. You don't see nothing. You just bang, 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 and then come back. But we went out this time, and he turned around and said, "We're going out to bombard Pantelleria." He said, "We've got a war correspondent on the ship as well." He said, "Anybody can go out and bombard at night, but the Penelope is going to bombard during the day." And Jerry had suitors by the hundreds, didn't he? And he expected us to be pleased. Yeah. Anybody can bombard during the night. He said, "But the Penelope is going to bombard during the day," and he did and all. He came out and said, "What I intend to do is start off at 11 miles bombarding, go into 9 miles, and then pull away." Well, we thought he was going to tie it alongside the jetty. It wasn't until we got one inboard that he turned. Yeah, we could see the. People on there. It wasn't until he got a, because the batteries was flying all round us, And it wasn't until he got one inboard that he said, well, they got the range being moved. But I can't always remember that.
Where did the shell strike?
Underneath the bridge. You know, we had toilets, we call them heads in the Navy. Right, at the heads, but it's right underneath the bridge, near the bridge. See, it must have scared him a bit, because it scared us. See? But we've done that. We didn't get that, and it didn't stop the ship from going out. We still went out and that, and the dockyard mate had to come up and do running repairs when they could, sort of thing. And they got the toilets going, and that's that. That's the same.
Did you come under air attack whilst you were bombarding Pantelleria?
Yeah, everything. As a matter of fact, the second time we bombed Pantelleria was there was a 1,000 bomber raid going in at the same time. Yankees. And what a sight that is, I tell you. And I see about 11 aircraft come down.
They were bombing Pantelleria, were they?
Yeah, bombing Pantelleria at the same time as we was bombarding it. And one aircraft, it was on fire. It was a Yankee coming over our heads. It was coming over our ship, and we opened fire on it. And you could hear a Yank saying on the intercom, because our intercom was with the bridge, and the bridge had the intercom there. Don't go on British open up and firing us. Don't go on British open firing on us. But our skippers, we know that the law is, if anything's coming over your ship, you've got to chase him away. Don't have to say you can hit it, but get him out of the way, because if anything happens, it's your ship that's going to suffer. But it's an amazing sight that that is, 1,000 bomber raid. That was Pantelleria. When that happened, we went on to Sicily. We went on to Sicily to take Sicily. We used to do the runs around Sicily.
What do you remember of the Sicily landings?
Sicily. We took part in diversion.
Decoy.
Decoy. They barbecue or some name they had landed.
Operation Husky.
Yeah, they landed. They landed on the tip. We went Augustus. We, you know, the mount, the volcano.
Mount Etna.
Yeah. There's two volcanoes. One in Egypt, one in Sicily, and one in Italy, isn't there?
Etna's the one on
Sicily. Yeah, well, that's the one. Well, we made for that. We started bombarding that and try and cause a diversion. And that's what we've done. We went in close and bombarded and everything like that. But while they were, Syracuse, that's where they landed, wasn't it? Syracuse, you remember?
Yes.
And we had a set too with a couple of motorboats.
What do you remember about that?
Well, it's very bad, what I heard about it. We heard it turned out to be British. We chopped one bloke's leg off. So they smashed him up. But we found now that the motor two people, they were sent out to do exactly the same what we were doing, to divert. To divert. But they come up from the toe. You know the toe of Italy? Well, they was coming up towards Augustus. Well, they thought we was Itai, but we thought they was Itai, and we clashed. And of course, I think we wrecked both of them. But I think one bloke had his leg taken off.
Did you get any fire coming from the shore from the Mount Etna area?
No. No, we didn't get anything like that. I know we when the Yanks took Berserta, we went ashore there.
That's in Tunisia.
No.
Berserta?
Not Berserta. What do they call it?
Palermo?
Palermo. That's right. Down that was saying Palermo. Yeah. The Yanks took Palermo, didn't they? Berserta, you're right, Berserta is
Tunisia.
We went there, went to pick up Churchill. But anyway, that's a different thing. And we landed there, and it was all, we hadn't seen any fruit, all tomatoes and everything that's fruit. We was allowed ashore, and as I say, we went down the vineyards and helped ourselves, grapes and everything. But no one there to stop us. For 3 to 4 days, we looked like Covent Garden. See?
That was at Palermo.
Palermo, yeah, that's right. The Yanks, we got ordered out there because we set about the Yanks.
What do you mean you set about them?
Well, they never did like one another. The Yank patrol set about the British patrol set about the Yankee patrol. And they we was in that dock, and they was in that dock, and they come down to me, and when they got to me, someone must have said something. Someone must have said something nasty with one another, and before you knew it, they were smashing, the patrol was smashing one another up. So, of course, it was a Yankee-controlled base, because we had to get me sung out of it. We never did get leave.
So this was a clash between the Royal Navy and the American
Navy. American Navy, yeah. That was only they called it like skirmish, weren't they? That was funny.
Did you take part in the Salerno landing?
Both of them, Salerno and Anzio.
Can we deal with Salerno first?
Salerno, that was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We went down with the. I've got to think now because it's there's two and I might get mixed up with Salerno. We took we bombarded what's the name, the first time I'd seen a landing craft full of rockets, about 100 rockets or something, go off at one at once. It's the first time I see it. I said, "How that's getting on?" And that was an amazing sight. But we was bombed hell there because it was touch and go, wasn't it, at Salerno? They said it didn't get off the sea, didn't they? They're off the beach. We've bombarded in the night and day. I've got to be careful because there's Anzio and what's the name? No, that was all right, Salerno. We never had no sleep for 2 days and two nights because Jerry was forcing them in, and we had to stay there and bombard night and day. We lost. We had an army recognizer ashore, putting us onto the danger spots, and three of them got shot.
Were they members of your crew who were
No, that was army crew. That was army. The other shot. That was what's the name? I know there was the Nadia was in a tea factory, and we clobbered that. We got that. It was over up 400 in until he got here. And then he said, "Right, give it all you got." We absolutely wrecked that. But it was touch and go whether we lost. What do you call it? Not Anzio, Salerno. Anyway, they bought a 15 inch. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or seen them. Flat bottom boat.
Monitor.
Monitor. Yeah. I forget the name of it. Ladybird. Was it Ladybird? Anyway, it's supposed to relieve us. Well, he coming on instead of him going inland, he's behind us. And he said, "Right, you can get your head down. Part of the watch can go and get your head down." Well, because when they fired his 15 inch, we've shot us straight out of the hammocks. the blast coming over it, it was low. We won one of that. Yeah, we'd never got no blooming sleep. It might have been effective then, but we didn't get nothing. Yeah. Now, I think they had Chase Me Charlie bombs there. Yeah?
Is that the radio control box?
Yes. We used to call them Chase Me Charlie.
Why was that?
Well, they followed the ship. See? Some mechanism. You had to that switch around with your what's name to try and turn. That's how they got out of it, and we had to.
How did you get out of it following you?
We got to the it gone after the big ships first and got them. See, but it didn't sink them. But they found out that if you messed about with your controls, it threw the thing off the scent. And we had to stick around until they dropped one, and it missed us. And then we had to drop an anchor or something like that so that the divers could go down and get it. That's how they got the you know the what's name of it.
The information that, about it.
Yeah, pardon?
The information about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they got how to have it worked. See. But then we went back to after we got relieved of Salerno. We went back.
Excuse me, what did these radio control bombs look like as they were coming towards the ship?
Only bomb.
But moving about after the ship, changing
direction. Yeah. Slightly, just the what's the name? They you wouldn't notice it in its. Well, you don't notice a bomb until it's near you, do you? So it's on its course then when it's going to go. So you wouldn't see it high. You see the plane, and then you see it done, and then you see it. It don't go like that. It's just a matter of a few degrees. It locks itself on. I should imagine when it gets to the metal part of your ship, the mast even. It because it went down, always went down the funnels. See, I think it all didn't go on the bus, just went sit down. It seemed to catch the funnels. That, to my mind, anyway.
But you could tell that they were different, could you?
No, you didn't know they were different until someone said that they're Chase Me Charlie bombs. That's how they got the name, Chase Me Charlie bombs.
But how could they know that they were different?
Well, I suppose they did when they kept hitting them. I suppose they didn't know at first until that. Someone said there's something's happening that
but they didn't look different to you.
Not to me, no. Anyway, from there we got relieved there because we managed to get a landing there and push Jerry back again, and we went back to Malta, and from there it was near the end of Itai's giving the war up, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right, we had to go to Toronto. It was us and another Yankee ship, a Yankee cruiser.
Is this Taranto?
Taranto,
Italy?
In Italy, on the other side of the coast. And the British Navy, the big ships, they'll come all the way out from England, from Scapa, the two big battle wagons and the cruisers and the what's the name there. We was nasty with them because we did all the donkey work out there, and they'd come out there and spick and span. King George there was there and all. He was anyway, the Itai Navy was going to come out of Toronto and give itself up to the British Navy. And of course there was bands playing, there was movie cameras going there and all. Right, we enjoyed going in, and all of a sudden we had 500 paratroopers aboard. We did. They had 500 paratroopers aboard. The Abdul, she had 500 troops aboard. Now they was going to go straight into Toronto and get into battle, which they did, and they got a good hiding and all. Just when we was getting near Toronto, so the fleet, we was the back of the fleet, and we steamed through the fleet, and there was the old movie tone on the big battle wagon, and cause we knew we had to go in. We had to go in. We didn't know what was going to go in with his mind or anything like that, but we had to go in. And I can always remember we was going, get the sea, you done? Oh, you're seasick, you know, all that sort of. I mean, we were only kids, weren't we? We was only 20, 21.
You're giving them the V sign.
Eh? Yeah, the V sign. Yeah, I said they could never show it on the film. Yeah, also, get out of it, yeah. Chicken. Anyway, when we get in there, the Yankee Cruiser, I did know the name, it's in the, one of my books there somewhere, it ties up first, and then we tie it alongside it, and the Abdul, there's no room for her. Now, she's a mine for a mine-laying cruiser, fast ship, ever so fast, because she has to anchor out in midstream. Well, at night time, she's put the degaussing gear off, and the jerrys or the eye ties have planted mines in there, and because it blew the lot up, just as the troops was getting ready to come ashore in boats. Of course, she went down in a minute and a half, and I think there's quite a lot of them went down. Oh, it was a tragic. But the whole point of what went wrong really was the Yankee, it was alongside, instead of saying, what is it, automatically opened fire in the air. Well, what would you do? You'd think it was there, wouldn't you? Because we've started putting up a barrage, thought that was it. Of course, it turned out to be that the poor Abdul had gone down, and she didn't get help when she should have done, because it's heavy loss of life. And before we come away, them troops that had gone into action, I should say about 30 come aboard us wounded. We took them back to Malta. Them, what's the name? It was a bad show, I think. They expected that what's them would be out of the way, and just they can take control of the port, or take control so that they'd cut off a bit of area. So, but I think they was waiting for them. We brought a load back, injured. I could always remember because. Again, we used to have chocolate rations, and we'd give them a bar, one of them was in your bar chocolate, you'd get kids out there, save it for the kids in England, you know, all that sort of thing.
So why did they adopt this attitude about the chocolate?
Well, they was thought we were childish, that we should be worrying about chocolate, and there's lives at stake, and at least their worry is that they wanted children to have chocolate, not men, grown-up men, say that they was the men of the hard case men. They were as paratroopers. There's no word about that. They talk about chocolate. Mind you, he had a machine gun bullets all up his leg and his arm. Eh?
So they were off the Abdul.
No, it was off the shore base. Yeah, what them that we'd landed, the 4 hours we was in there, or 6 hours even in, and they'd been in action, and we was fetching them board to go out take them home again. There. That's getting us back to Malta now. I said,
you've gone back to Malta.
Gone to Malta, and we're carrying on now with our sweeps. We used to do every night. And as I say, we used to start off at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, get well into Italian waters there by midnight, have 2 or 3 hours towing round. And then turn back. We had to turn back at half past three because the Stukas would be there waiting for us at half past five when it got light. So we had to be out of a certain area before the Stuka could get us. Now, this one particular night, we went out. We didn't find a thing. And half past three, we turned back. And we're steaming away, and I think we've been steaming for about an hour when we got a recall from Malta that a submarine so-and-so had spotted a convoy of troops going to land at Kos, turn round and intercept, which we did, and it was mass murder. It was Aurora, Penelope, and the two destroyers just waded in. They say that if you say a small convoy, it was, to me, it was four landing craft. There might be more, But I see four landing craft blown to smithereens, and I can see the men in there saying, asking for help, you know, as which one went through them. And I think that we killed, or what's that, 2,000 men that night. But we paid for it. We got with us being late, the Stukas was waiting for us. And
so you paid for it because it delayed you?
Delayed us, and we got caught with the Stukas. My pom-pom, I was on the Oerlikon. My mate, well, he was a friend of ours, all friends of ours. He was on Oerlikon, not on the Oerlikon, the pom-pom. And Captain Ains, the captain of the gun, he had to go to the toilet, and he nipped down and asked this mate of mine to take charge. And of course the Stukas come in, and as I said, they come in that thick. There was in my sight, there was two Stukas coming down at once. And I said, so I haven't got enough ammunition for two, so I split it out. But he dropped his bomb and a machine gun, and he chopped, Metcalf his name is, poor old Metcalf, chopped his head clean off with one of the bullets or shells, or whatever it was, threw it clean off. And my turret, my what's that turret, was full of holes. I've got a slight nick on my leg, that's all. Wasn't like it, must have just missed me. But the other fellow, Hills, no name of Hills, he had to go to hospital when we got to Malta. And but we had 1,000 bomb inboard, but it never exploded. And we went all the way to Alex, back to Alex with it. I think we lost 11 or 12, maybe more, men killed and not wounded. We took hell of a place then. But as I say, that's we got for going back after getting that convoy. They call it convoy. I thought it was a landing craft. They could land in Cos. They landed in Cos about 3 days later. Another lot did, so they didn't gain nothing really. From there, we were, as I say, we went to Alex. We went to Alex. From the injury, we went to Alex because we had to go to a big docks to get the bomb out, and we had to leave in Alex and Cairo.
Now, I think after you were repaired in Alexandria,
yeah,
you had duties in the Bay of Biscay in December 1943.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what they were and what you remember of it?
Well, from Alex we went to Malta. We stopped at Malta. We didn't stop at Malta overnight. Supposed to have done. My oppo, Peter, the bloke I joined up with, he come aboard, he was starving. They'd been under blockade for a long while. His ship at Eastern had got... He rammed a sub and took the bows off. He was in a definite. Anyway, he had a smoke. I gave him 1,000 fags. I think anything I had for the same. I loaded him up with food because I was a messman. I told you, didn't I? And just as I was going to have a run ashore, all these stopped, and they said, "We're taking Church alone from Bizerta." That's where Bizerta come in. See, right? Going home, and standing.